Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here is Dave.
Thank you. And with us on Thursdays, most often, especially in the football offseason, it is the Rant Zone, Gordon Keith.
Let's go!
Thank you.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi,
Gordon.
Good to be on with you, hardliners.
Hi, Gordon.
Are you excited about Super Bowl week?
I am. I got my big Super Bowl preview tonight on Twitch, 7:35. Twitch.tv/actualGordon.
Mark Folliwell said that we are staying right by Poydras Street.
Ah, yes. Maybe I'll perform Poydras the play.
Not
just
maybe.
On the street corner?
Yes.
It still, like, amazes me that we actually staged that stupid, stupid one-word play.
The dumbest thing we've ever done.
It's the dumbest thing the ticket's ever done.
Junes was dressed as a serviceman.
Yeah.
Like a Navy veteran.
Really, what pissed me off is that we all had these, like, plays, SNL-type skits that we had to do. But somehow Craig and George got out of it by just wearing old farmer outfits and standing on stage.
That's right. It's high concept.
It was the highest of concepts.
All right, we lead off.
Okay, that's
we lead off E! News with some deads. There was a notable death today in London. Marianne Faithfull, British singer and actress, known as the Crown Princess of the swinging 60s in London, has passed away at the age of 78. She died with her family at her side, cause of death not available. She was famously discovered at a party in London in 1964 by the Rolling Stones manager. And then she became a famous singer herself, recording As Tears Go By, the Jagger Richards composition.
Yeah.
And then you must remember this.
And then she later left her husband and dated Mick Jagger for several years.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Yeah. And then she got really into drugs.
Yes.
And then she maintained a singing career and an acting career well into the 80s, but she hasn't really done much in the recent years. She did get COVID in 2020.
Way to go, Gordon.
And she's had long-time side effects such as memory issues and lung problems and fatigue. I don't know if that was a contributing factor in her death, but probably.
Jeez, Ham.
Yeah, Gordon.
And also, I'm sure you've seen this, but the American Airlines Flight 5342 that collided with the Army Black Hawk helicopter last night in D.C.
Excuse me.
That flight were many representatives of the Skating Club of Boston, the Ice Skating Club, and two members, coaches of that team, Evgenia Shishkova and Vadim Naumov. They were the 1994 World Figure Skating Champions in pairs representing Russia. They were among those killed on the flight.
They're citizens now, though.
They live in Boston, or lived in Boston. They have a son, Maxim, who's 23. He just finished fourth at the 2025 U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, Kansas, which is where the flight was coming from. But Maxim was not on the flight. So both his parents were on the flight. They perished, but he is still alive. And Skating Club of Boston confirmed that several other members of the U.S. figure skating community were killed in the crash.
Didn't they say up to 10 now, I read, or is it more?
Yeah, I don't have a number exactly.
One time they were estimating 15, but maybe they lowered that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, and also, this is a strange story. I don't know this guy. Maybe some people who are P1s of The Voice would know the name Ryan White Maloney.
No.
He was on The Voice season 6 in 2014, so early on, but he ended up on Blake Shelton's team. But this week, he took his own life in Las Vegas under bizarre circumstances. The incident began early Tuesday morning when Maloney, who was drunk, was arguing with his fiancée in their car. they had just left the New York Hotel and Casino, and his fiancee told police they were driving home from the casino. I guess they live out there in Vegas, and she was asking him, "Hey, do you have my jacket? I don't know if I don't. I think I lost my jacket. Do you have my jacket?"
Jacket on.
And so Ryan got annoyed and called her a bitch, and then got a handgun from the glove compartment and jumped out of the vehicle. And she hears a gunshot. She rolls down her window to yell after him, but he took off on foot. She heard a second shot and ran after him and saw him collapse to the ground after he shot himself in the head.
Wait.
Over an argument over her jacket.
Okay. Yeah, we're missing some stuff.
There's so much more than that.
Right. Well, police say, so she called 911. Police got to the scene. They pronounced him dead at the scene. Police say upon investigation, he had contemplated harming himself before, and he did have cut marks on his arm from harming himself in the past.
Mm. Yeah.
So he was troubled, but it's just crazy that this
something so
seemingly petty
dumb
argument with his fiance was like the last straw. And obviously he was impaired. If he was sober, he probably wouldn't have made that permanent decision that he made.
Right.
But all right, little pick-me-up, Dave. What
quite bizarre.
Jeez, Dave.
I thought you would find it funny, Gordon.
No.
You're the one who who weaponized the sound effect.
That's the most callous thing I've ever heard you say.
All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl. We talked yesterday about the performers that are going to be taking part in the festivities. Of course, Kendrick Lamar and SZA are doing the halftime. Sure, there will be others that will be guest performers, but
Scissor me.
No, not Scissor, SZA. And so ahead of the Super Bowl, a group of 17 Louisiana lawmakers has sent a letter to organizers of Super Bowl 59 expressing serious concerns that the halftime entertainment will be less than family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Totally agree.
They cited a couple of previous halftimes, the 2020 performance by J-Lo in Miami, in which, quote, she wore little clothing and was groped by male and female dancers on stage while she made suggestive gestures and performed on a stripper pole.
Yeah, I remember that. I was disgusted.
That's what I'm talking about.
And in 2023,
worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Right.
In Glendale, Rihanna was shown groping herself while she sang lyrics that were so offensive that, quote, few Louisiana adults could read those lyrics before an audience without shame.
Maybe they left out
ultra conservative Louisiana checking in.
Right.
Maybe they should
New Orleans, where women expose themselves for plastic beads.
Yeah, every single day, and the most popular place ever.
What will we tell the kids?
Maybe they should have stopped that sentence at Louisiana people couldn't read, and then period.
Right.
Thank you.
I hear you, Doug.
Thank you.
They say
Rihanna
realized
was pregnant during that performance, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was pregnant, and she was trying to hold her baby in. That's what she was touching.
She was crowning. That's why she had to reach down there.
Pushing it back up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how
it is. Or maybe just massaging the soft spot.
Look it up.
Yeah.
What am I going to look up?
You know.
Tell me the search right now.
Well, she did, during the performance, she patted her baby bump. That was her way of announcing to the world that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Tried to give it a cigarette.
What's your hang up over this?
Blowing smoke rings.
Yeah.
What were you just?
What?
It looked like you were playing charades over there. Jeez, Gordon, get control.
Kind of like Keith Richards, where it's like hanging off one lip.
Right.
You know, we're fine. Thank you. Back to birthdays.
They conclude by saying, we realize these past vulgar performances may have been acceptable to the residents of these states where those Super Bowls were held, but in Louisiana.
Yes, yeah. New Orleans.
These
that's all
lewd
you have to say.
Acts are inappropriate for viewing by children, objectify women, and are simply not welcomed by the majority of Louisiana parents.
Nice.
Yeah, but
who gives a
Rihanna and J-Lo were making these choices themselves.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
They were objectifying themselves,
right, they were doing it as an Arizona thing.
They were empowering.
Hmm. Yeah.
Gordon.
They were empowering their own self-objectification.
That's what you told me it was, Gordon.
I think I've heard you talk about this in the past, Gordon, that back in the late 70s, early 80s, that you were an avid viewer of the original Little House on the Prairie, the NBC series.
Yeah, not so much back then. It was always kind of on in the background. I think my sister and mom used to watch it a
lot. Total chick thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was based on the...
Darth Sturm just heard something there.
Laura Ingalls Wilder's series of books. And so it has maintained a level of popularity that I didn't even realize. So I guess it's available on Peacock because it is an NBC title.
Yeah.
And last year, 2024, it was one of the most streamed library titles, like legacy titles. It was viewed by or had 13.25 billion viewing minutes.
Come on. No
Good
way.
Good Lord.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
So it's a terrible show.
Netflix has greenlit.
It's not a terrible show.
Yeah, it is. It's awful.
Netflix has greenlit a new adaptation of Little House on the Prairie. The showrunner and executive producer will be Rebecca Sonnenschein from The Boys and Vampire Diaries.
That does not fit Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to have vampires on the prairie.
They should. It'd make it a lot cooler.
Yeah, it actually would.
It's going to be a faithful adaptation, and it's about the shaping of the American West.
Boring.
It's got to be way more interesting. I mean, the most interesting thing that happened on Little House on the Prairie was like the middle sister going blind when she got kicked by a mule or fell down.
Yeah, she didn't believe that. You know, our parents told us, if you keep doing it, you're going to go blind. That middle sister didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You keep getting kicked in the head by a mule.
Why was she doing that near a mule?
He's blind. Right?
And
maybe that was her kink.
Last, before we get to Rant Revival.
Mule.
There's something that, Gordon, you're going to need to look for on eBay.
Okay.
So it's been 2 years since anyone has seen Anna Kournikova, but she was just spotted a few weeks ago, Saturday, January 25th, at Bal Harbour Shops in Florida. So she's 43 now. She has three kids with Enrique Iglesias. They lead a very private life, and so she hasn't been seen in public for a while. But she was spotted in Miami shopping with her two daughters, and she was wearing an orthopedic boot and being pushed around in a wheelchair.
And so she got a bum wing.
Yeah, so for P1s who don't know, Anna Kournikova made an appearance on the ticket with the Musers once upon a time, and immediately after the interview was over and she left the room, Gordon walked over and sniffed her chair.
No!
That's right.
La. What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
I remember
the things you're saying aren't true.
So you need to get a hold of this wheelchair. I don't know how you're going to track it down, but I leave it to you.
I love seeing
your detective abilities. I mean, you've collected so many things, guitars, typewriters, fleshlights. I feel like...
Fleshlights.
I feel like wheelchairs...
Believe the proper term is dildo.
I feel like wheelchairs that have been ridden in by hot girls is maybe your next... collection.
You know what?
It's what you'll be remembered for.
One of the absolute hottest people to ever be in a wheelchair.
Huh. I want to hear your whole list.
Yeah, who else is on this list? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
We'll live with top five. Go ahead.
Top three. Just give me three.
Ironside.
Stephen Hawking. A lot of people find intelligence sexy.
And Anna Kournikova. There you go.
Yes.
All right, we have a couple
Ironside.
Of
God.
Highly charged stories for Gordon next in the Rant Revival.
With Gordon.
Tuesday at 7:55, brought to you by A1 Locksmith Security and Safe and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It's 519. It's Thursday. It's the Hard Line. And ladies and gentlemen, it is our weekly time to introduce the ticket classic, The Rant, starring the three important cast members, Corby Davidson, David Lane, and of course, your host, Gordon Keith.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Hardline. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
He does the show from the toilet.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I do appreciate it.
Oh, it's Jay Leno.
Or is this your...
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was your Vocal Fry podcast voice.
Yeah, this one I'm going to start working on. It's just, you know, sort of a kind of... You know,
it's not too dissimilar from your NPR voice. It's just a little bit more
but
valley.
The NPR, they actually do enunciate a tad.
NPR does do that. I send
Carlton
Maxwell.
Who?
I can't really do a Carlton Maxwell, but.
Yeah, you're close.
All right, yes. The Rant was a Saturday show here on The Ticket that.
People still talk about it.
Gordon was the ringleader, and
you guys are the only ones to talk about it.
Man, every day on the streets.
Corby and myself were his sidekicks, and we would talk about random stories that we found interesting and beat them into the ground over the course of 2 hours, sometimes three.
Sometimes three.
And
then
so we have
it wasted.
Yeah. Then we would get plowed and talk about all the things we had just talked about.
Yep.
So the first one, I don't know, are you guys fans of Anna Polly, the OnlyFans star?
I learned today that my concept of OnlyFans is zero.
In what way? What do you mean?
Apparently DJ is an expert on OnlyFans.
I know. Well, he's our producer, and so he's...
Boy, we have a whole staff of experts up here.
That's what he does.
I'm also a fan.
He has to learn about different things, and OnlyFans is one of them. I didn't know that you could do porn on OnlyFans, like full-on sex porn.
What
did you think it was, Corby?
I just thought it was people by themselves with fruit and stuff. I didn't know that, like, you just get a bunch of dudes in there.
Did you guys used to have a...
What do you...
I thought it was, quote, people by themselves with fruit and stuff.
Yeah, like hot girls and fruit. That's kind of what my...
I mean, you could probably find that if you wanted to.
Yeah, right. I just didn't know it could be a full-on four or five people in there and just go to town.
We've had the story of the chick that had 1,000 dudes.
I thought that was like a porn.
No, she's an OnlyFans star.
Okay. Maybe the lines are being blurred, Dave.
Between what?
Porn and OnlyFans.
Well, no, it's a porn
Corby,
site.
I think you're really confused, Corby.
All right, let's just stop talking to Corby. Go ahead, Dave.
Corby like, Davidson. What do you think happens on there?
I honestly didn't know that, like, you and I could do an OnlyFans and have sex. I didn't know that was...
What a weird pitch for me, first of all.
I want to subscribe to this. I want to follow you guys.
No, we're not.
How much money could we make?
Bob and Corby having sex.
Yeah, well, no, it's like the Hardline OnlyFans, but for the first few months, it's just us giving each other really intense back rubs.
Yeah.
But you can cut the sexual tension with a knife.
But then I say, I'm like, all right.
I'm not sure.
For an extra $20, we'll go to town. So do you wait to see the cha-ching, 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 or you just gotta do it?
You gotta build demand. You don't wanna give all the goods away for nothing at the front.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So Anna Polly, her actual name is Anna Beatrice Piera Alves.
Oh. Are you doxing her?
Well, she has passed away. She died January 23rd at a hotel in Rio de Janeiro. Mm. She was 27, and she was found in a courtyard at the complex, a four-star hotel there in Rio. And I guess there is footage of a police officer standing over her body covered in a blood-soaked sheet. Mm. Not sure how many stories she fell, but she fell much like Liam Payne, fell to her death, and she reportedly fell to her death as she was filming a three-way.
So the three-way got so crazy that she got launched over the balcony?
don't know. The police questioned the two men who were with her at the hotel.
This is how what?
This is how Bob will die.
I doubt it.
You will be having a three-way and you will be launched.
Oh, yeah.
Drop your pants.
I don't think. I think I'm going to be okay.
People will look out their hotel window and see you.
The railing just giving way.
Across the courtyard.
That was forced.
Okay.
Did they say what kind of ratio there was in the three-way?
Yes. Well, the two men who were with her in the hotel room were interviewed by police. And according to police, they gave conflicting accounts of what happened. I guess because they were maybe on different ends.
Yeah, or maybe the same.
They were both seeing. They both saw it from a different perspective.
Yeah. But they were... They were both released by police after being questioned. So at this point, Gordon, they were allowed to leave police custody.
Okay.
Yeah, are you in trouble?
I mean, if someone dies and you're a witness to it.
I know, but like, could they be charged and convicted of something?
Possibly.
But you're
doing anything.
At this point, they have not been charged with anything. Police are looking at hotel CCTV footage and also looking at Anna Polly's mobile phone to see if they can glean any evidence from there. Her boyfriend, Pedro Henrique. No, he was not in the room at the time, I don't think, or maybe he was behind the camera. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
But he says,
really passed us by, guys.
He says, if someone is to blame, they will pay and the culprit will be found. He paid tribute to her.
Well, wait, you know the culprit. If there is one at all, you know exactly who they are. It's not like the Nicole Simpson murder chase. It's two dudes on the balcony with her. If anybody did anything untoward, it's one of those two guys. But they were doing it.
Allegedly.
I guess you got me in a corner there, but...
Sex crimes.
So he paid tribute to her on his social media saying it's so...
That is vulgar.
It's so difficult without you. As the hours pass, it's starting to sink in, and the hole in my heart is only getting bigger. It's weird that he's thinking about holes.
Okay, Dave.
And a friend of hers said she had loads of plans. She wanted to expand her presence on social media, and she always spoke enthusiastically about her future projects.
That's sad. And I think if there's any charges, it would be like negligent homicide. Like they put her in...
like they were balancing her on the railing precariously.
Yeah, that they were not taking enough precautions.
Just watch it over there, sir.
Okay, and also the breaking news today, I'm sure you've heard it on the tickers. The Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by multiple massage therapists. So this is from a report from the Baltimore Banner. I don't know if that's like a...
It feels made up.
I know.
If that's more of like a tabloid rather than a daily. But they say that six different massage therapists have accused him of exposing himself,
rubbing his genitals on them,
and leaving fun on massage tables after sessions.
And like, you clean that up.
They also say he was banned from two spas. Now, his attorney has denied the allegations, saying they're impossible to prove. And Tucker also put out his own statement saying that in accusing me of misconduct, the article takes innocuous or ambiguous interactions and skews them out of proportion so they're no longer recognizable. This is desperate tabloid fodder. But the six women say that this happened between 2012 and 2016.
Wait a minute. 10 years ago and we're just now learning about this? This is fishy. No pun intended.
Okay.
One of the massage therapists says, I've told people about this over the years, and they either act like it's hot goss or a joke, but it was really degrading.
Hot goss?
Like gossip.
That she used those words?
Yeah, hot goss. What's the hot goss? Spill the tea.
You heard that, Corby?
No.
It's said on OnlyFans a lot.
With the fruit. And another massage therapist says, I can't watch sports anymore. I see his face everywhere. He made a point to tell me I'm a kicker. I play for the Ravens. And she said that he asked her to focus on his glutes and inner thighs and kept exposing himself. She said, I tucked him in like a baby, but he kept repositioning so I would brush against his privates.
So this doesn't sound, if there's a good massage therapist bad guy, between what? Him and Deshaun Watson, it sounds like that he's the better of the two.
Yeah, he's still more awful. He's more like, oop, that was an accident. Yeah. Oops, sorry, rather than just happy baby,
yeah.
Look at what I've got.
Yeah. Also,
stop referencing I'm with you, happy Mom. Baby.
Can someone answer me why this is just now coming to light? Like, why are these women, do they all figure out that they had the same story? Were they at a convention? And also,
I've seen some older posts today in these reports that have surfaced about this same thing from him back in like 2021. So people have been tweeting about this for a few years.
So this is
now.
Like the...
An investigative journalist just finally got a hold of the story and tried to piece all of the different testimonies together.
Yeah, like Hannibal Buress was the one that broke the Bill Cosby story, but it took years for it to be fully realized, I guess.
And he broke this one, too?
No, he did not. He had nothing to do with this. And I also question, I'm not going to victim blame or do anything of the
sort. Okay, good. Go on.
Davidson.
But yeah, keep going.
I can't watch sports anymore because I see him everywhere. Okay.
Well, they live in Baltimore.
Yeah. She can't watch soccer.
All right, well, how like Ravens games are always on.
Okay, yeah, right. But he's...
He probably does commercials in Baltimore.
She said sports.
For like rubber sheets and stuff.
So any sport.
So just to be clear, you're taking the athlete side again.
He's not even a Sooner.
He could have been at one point.
I'm not taking his side. I'm just saying it's a very, very flimsy premise to say, I just can't watch sports anymore. I see him like he's Mahomes. He's the kicker. A good one.
Yeah.
But just to
some say the greatest kicker of all time.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. How's the college cheering because he's one of ours? Does that apply to a day like today, or do you sort of lower the flag and
your little Longhorn flag?
Yeah.
Like the Poncho's flag.
Let's wait till all the facts come out before we jump to any conclusions.
I did see a funny tweet that the Browns had already traded for him.
Yeah. Three firsts.
Okay. But Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker, they're barking up the wrong tree. Like, you don't go to nice places.
Right. Dave has other ideas of who you should assault.
Go on.
No,
go ahead,
I'm just, you don't go to nice places.
You go to Orchids of Asia.
Yes. Yeah, you ask where to get a crafty.
Right.
You don't go to a legitimate massage therapist and then try to accidentally get a handy.
Right.
Bob's here's my taking penis. Notes right now.
And you know what? If he left his fun around there and just walked away, what a pig.
Right. You always
use
a Kleenex.
Problem with him, Corby, is that he didn't clean up after
himself.
Yeah,
he wasn't tidy.
That was his crime.
Good stuff, Corby.
Well, anyway, we're out of time, guys, but this has been great.
What do you use to clean up, Bob?
Golf towel.
Just
yeah, his whistling straight style.
Oh, Bob.
This is our daily right. Dexter reference, or are we just going to carry on?
Oh. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Gordon. Tonight, Twitch. You want to give your
7:35
your TV address?
Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
There you go.
Hang out with me.
Tonight, in just a little bit, hang with Gordon.